text is 1 Timothy chapter 6. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, the good fight and the good confession, these are what make up the Christian and his life in this world. In fact, the good confession includes the good fight, for there is no confession without struggle. There is no belief without doubt. And so St. Paul instructs the young pastor Timothy on what to expect and what to do as one who is on the front lines of this fight. I suppose the first thing to understand for us is the fact that as a Christian, whether as pastor or layman, you are always on the front line. There is no area of the Christian life that is exempt from struggle. You, as Christian, are the front line, in fact, the target for Satan. He seeks to bring doubt into your faith, into your confession. He seeks to define the struggle of faith, the good fight, as one that shows you how God hates you, that you see he wants you damned, and that he is no friend or help to you. Satan desires that you see your life and whatever experiences you go through as demonstrations of God's disinterest in you. The good fight and the good confession are first commandment issues to begin with. It is about God, the true God, in whom you are to fear, love, and trust above all things. It is the confession of and belief in the promises of God for you, given for you in that one great substitute, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for you. But we don't like the good fight. And we wonder if the good confession is worth it. There are lots of confessions all around you, lots of things to believe, to trust, to love. Many of these are more entertaining than something like the Apostles' Creed and its dry statements about the triune God. Many of them have a much higher novelty factor than plain old water poured on the head of a baby in holy baptism. A couple of weeks ago in History of Israel, we read the Canaanite myth of Baal and Anat. That was a novelty, pretty exciting, especially the way some of the students read it. But would it be something on which to place your eternal welfare? Thankfully, the class thought not. Of course, part of the struggle over the good confession of the faith, as revealed in Holy Scripture, is the fact that for much of the world, Jesus Christ, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffering, crucified, dying, being buried, rising the third day, that these truths seem to many as little different from the myths of ancient Canaan or those of other cultures. If you like it, fine. But don't get too extreme about it. That will only make people think you're crazy. There are lots of crazy people in the Bible. Noah was crazy, building a big boat and preaching repentance for 120 years, all to save 8 people out of the whole world. Abraham was crazy, leaving the comforts of civilization because of some promises from God to go to that backwater of Canaan. Elijah was crazy for daring to confront the 400 prophets of Baal, as well as the power of the malicious queen Jezebel, just to show who truly is the God of Israel. And of course, Jesus is the craziest of them all, showing himself to be the true God, the only begotten of the Father, with words of authority, with miracles of power, but then letting himself be captured to suffer and to die that humiliating death of a convicted criminal on a cross in full view of everyone hanging there dead. This Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. Over 500 people saw him alive again, and that is a lot of witnesses. And he is the one confessed. He is the good confession. And for that confession, we fight the good fight. Why? Because it is life. There isn't any other. Jesus Christ is the eternal life. He is the only way there. The only one who fought for us against death, against sin, against Satan, and won. He fought the good fight, and we who follow him are called to take up our crosses and follow him. Our crosses come in different shapes than the one Jesus carried. They can be in the shape of all the pleasures of the world which call us away from the good confession. We struggle against them, for their allure is strong. They can take the shape of our struggles with disease, with tragic death, with besetting sin. But Jesus is the stronger, and it is he on whom we rely in this good fight. How did Martin Luther put it? With might of ours cannot be done. Soon were our loss affected, but for us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is. The fight is not far away, but near. The front line is not only where others are, it is where you are. But your victory is Christ, the winner of your salvation against any and every enemy. He gives you his word, his promise, his forgiveness, yours now. And that means you have life, eternal life. The good fight and the good confession, it is the Christian life lived in faith in Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God. And God grant endurance in the good fight of faith. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may rise. We pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by your Son you have promised us the forgiveness of sins, righteousness, and everlasting life. We beseech you by your Holy Spirit, so enliven our hearts, that in daily prayer we may seek our help in Christ against all temptations, and constantly believing his promise, obtain that for which we pray, and at last be saved, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.